More news today from General Electric. It announced it's selling its appliance unit to the Chinese manufacturer Haier. That sale is consistent with the corporation's transition to digital industries and services. That transition's also reflected this week as GE announced it's moving its corporate headquarters to Boston. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports the move is part of a larger business trend of leaving the suburbs for the city.
To understand why General Electric would abandon its sprawling Fairfield, Connecticut campus, listen in on a conversation involving a small firm. Like GE, this 30-person startup also wants office space on Boston's waterfront.
No showers on four.
No.
Anything in the building?
When it gets down to the details, they're discussing showers. Greg Hoffmeister is one of the real estate brokers.
Because a lot of people are biking to work and, you know, they want to have that or go running at lunch, so having a shower is pretty important.
Today's knowledge workers want bike racks and subway stops, not country clubs and parking garages.
You gave. Yeah. There you go. That's a huge difference. We converted a donor. Meredith's not the only one.
At a sales training for the Boston startup Evertrue, a few dozen employees have gathered. No one here is over 30, except for Chief Operating Officer Elizabeth Bentel Carpenter. As two workers play ping pong, she says her young colleagues don't want to spend their time commuting like she did when she was their age.
They'll leave at reasonable hours so they can go do things that are important to them, whether it's having dinner with friends, going to the gym, what have you. They tend to get back online later on at night because we have a lot of work to do as well. They're just really, really ambitious young go-getters.
It's these young go-getters who General Electric wants to have in its neighborhood and working for the company. In its announcement, CEO Jeff Immelt cited Massachusetts' record spending on research and development. Here's Boston Mayor Marty Walsh.
GE recognizes the innovation in our city, the educational institutions in our city, the diversity of our city, the people in our city. We're excited about this.
Another key to luring GE was the 15-minute drive from the waterfront to Logan International Airport. You don't get nonstop flights from Hong Kong to the suburbs. Boston's Economic Development Chief John Barrow says that's critical for a company with 300,000 workers in more than 170 countries.
We added in the proposal everything from access to the airport and different things like hangars for GE. For a corporation like GE, you have to discuss things like helipads.
Those selling points turned out to be more important than tax breaks. Labor market economist Enrico Moretti at UC Berkeley says GE's move is reversing an old trend. Companies left troubled cities in the 70s and 80s for manicured suburban office parks. Now they're moving back into revitalized urban centers.
We see similar dynamics at play in Silicon Valley, but we see the same trends in other cities, from Seattle to Austin to Raleigh-Durham.
Greg Hoffmeister agrees. He's the commercial real estate broker. His firm, T3 Advisors, moved from Waltham into Boston 2.5 years ago.
To me, the Big Dig and the Greenway getting established and sort of the beautification of the waterfront connecting to the financial district, all of a sudden it just becomes a livable city more than it was in the past. It all sort of plays together as work, play, live. Boston's right there taking advantage of it.
In some ways, General Electric is returning to its roots. The Seaport District is not unlike the Riverfront Industrial District of Schenectady, New York, the first headquarters of Edison General Electric Company back in 1892. Alex Howley works for a much newer company in the Seaport with a similar name, General Assembly.
I love this area. All these gorgeous, like, old manufacturing buildings with the exposed brick, like these loft-style places. It's gorgeous. I'm obsessed.
First-time entrepreneur Brent Grinna, the Evertrue CEO, says his generation wants the same thing as America's corporate leaders.
We want to work near where we live, and we just happen to prefer living in the North End or South Boston. Where we live is different, and where we work is catching up.
If corporate managers haven't noticed yet, they will now. General Electric has been able to stay an industrial giant for more than a century by changing with the times. Its move to Boston shows where it thinks the future will be made. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.